This is episode maybe zero or episode one of the Soper's CrossFit Full Hip Extension Podcast. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get this bad boy started. My name's Cullen.
Yeah, and I'm Ray, Coach Cullen and Coach Ray here.
And we are just kind of dipping our toe into the water, see how this goes. So
let's start off with an intro, a little bit of name, background. And then our question today is going to be, if you could pick one person to work out with, past, present, or future, who's that going to be? Go ahead, Cullen.
I'll kick it off. So, Cullen, that's my name. I'm originally from Texas, the great state of Texas. I have a background most specifically in physically, at least, when it comes to stuff like this, and playing hockey. So played hockey for better part of a decade. Not bad at it, not great at it. And that's kind of what kept me doing physical things throughout my high school career and into college. Went to college out in California. California's a crazy place. I don't know if I ever want to be there again. But it definitely was a lot of fun. Got me into the outdoors. Outdoors got into a lot more physical activity. Moved back to Texas after college. Texas, again, kind of wore on me. So ended up about 2 years ago coming out here to Colorado. Couldn't find a better place to live. I'm not going to tell you exactly where this place is because I don't want you guys coming out here.
2 years? You've been here for 2 years?
2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 2 years is in Newcastle. Well, I've said too much. 2 years is in somewhere else that wasn't specifically here. But here's amazing. And if I could work out with one person, it'd have to be Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
That son of a bitch would throw
Why
down.
Why is that?
He would throw down, dude. Come on.
I mean, he would throw down for sure, no doubt about it. But wasn't he like in a wheelchair?
No, that's the other Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Teddy, dude, he was the dude. He was like riding Bull Moose. He had the Bull Moose party.
Okay.
It's the greatest party ever.
Oh, FDR was in the. FDR. Yeah, that's right.
A great president, though.
Yeah, he was another great one.
Yeah, but I would love to talk to Teddy about, you know, setting out national parks, all that good stuff. Dude was a monster.
Sweet. Yeah. And I'm Ray. I'm from St. Augustine, Florida, originally. I grew up there, beachside, playing sports my whole life. Football, basketball, baseball, golf were my main sports that I played growing up. And after high school, joined the military. I was in the military for 6.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Did a couple deployments to Iraq. And that's kind of where, like, we're – training really kind of came into play for me, you know, even throughout sports and even early on in my military career. It's like my abilities or my skills, my athleticism would always be able to get me through everything, but like
it didn't require you to do your job,
right?
Like you needed to be fit to get some jobs done,
for sure. But then on top of that, like, you know, your athleticism is only going to be able to take you so far. If you really want to be
right
the best, you need to be able to physically, you know, maintain that level of work.
Absolutely.
Which I was in my younger days was always kind of limiting when I was always looking for like that higher level of training. Be like, all right, cool. I need something that I can help showcase athleticism or at least use it better, you know, so I can physically keep up with anything.
And, it's funny.
That's where that first came up.
I won't interrupt real quick, but it's crazy how when you're young, you don't have a whole lot of outlets to refine just like your basic human skills. Like there's all these skills like, oh, we're gonna teach you how to dribble basketball, we're gonna teach you how to throw football, we're gonna teach you how to do plays or whatnot. Right. But they're not like, hey, we're just gonna make you a better human.
Right. No. Absolutely not. And you'd be lucky to even get instruction or time to work on those skills. It's kind of like, this is what it looks like, here, go do it.
Right.
Well, how do I do it better?
Exactly.
Well,
no, just do
you
it.
Just do it better.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Run faster, bro.
Just run faster. Yeah. Right. Like, how about I, you know, maybe somebody could have brought up squats or pull-ups or push-ups or
no idea how
you
many.
Know what I mean? Like, maybe we can do something simple like that to make us better at what we're already good at.
Right.
Like, anyway, I don't know. Work out with one person, past, present, or future. He's on the front of my mind right now only because of the new ESPN 30 for 30, but I got to say Ric Flair. I feel like I would love to work out with the nature boy, you know what I mean? Woo! You know?
You'd be so amped, man.
So amped for the entire training session. So I think Ric Flair would be fun to work out with. not quite as deep as Teddy Roosevelt.
No,
that's
but
a
backup for me would be Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Terry Crews. You'd be amped to shit, man. You'd probably look weak.
Yeah,
because that dude was an NFL linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's also just ripped. But
he's ripped NFL linebacker. He's like extremely intelligent, great actor. I mean, he's just
can
ton
sing
of,
apparently and dance. Like, it's ridiculous.
Absolute ton of talent. Cool. So, like, just kind of right on those lines of, like, you know, kind of jumping into this, and we are CrossFit coaches at Soper's CrossFit, and I did find kind of – I found CrossFit in the military. I wasn't quite doing it right. I was doing it by myself, like, offline and shit like that, you mm-hmm. know, kind of typically how everybody starts. You kind of just mess around with it on the internet, and then found that in the military, and then I went – and joined a box after I got out, joined a gym when I got out of the military back in St. Augustine. But
I'm going to interrupt you again because I find this so fascinating.
Yeah.
The two movements that you like crushed, like from out of the gate, handstand push-ups and bar muscle-ups.
Sure. Well, that's funny, though, that you say that, though, because that was from when I started it on my own.
Yeah.
And it was kind of organic how that happened. So my base in Iraq, when I started doing CrossFit, the multi-purpose room, if that's what you want to call it, where you could do CrossFit, not like the traditional Globo gym shit that everything gets in the way. There'd be so many people in there. And so I was like, there's, you know, you're like fighting for equipment and fighting for space. And I was like, there's got to be a way to kind of let everybody know that I'm king.
Right.
So I was like, what would be like a really good movement to learn to just do? So I started with the bar muscle up, and I taught myself how to do the bar muscle up. So every time I'd go in for a session, I would just open it up with like 10 bar muscle ups.
Nothing more gangster than that.
Right. And so nobody wanted to say anything because they don't want to look stupid. They're like, all right, cool. We're going to give that guy space. He clearly knows what he's doing. I don't. So I'm going to kind of back off and let him work out. So that was literally the only reason that I wanted to learn the bar muscle up to start off with.
Fucking awesome, though.
Handstand push ups. I flipped over up against the wall for the first time. Didn't lock out my arms. Arms buckled. Cracked my head open on a plate. So then from then on, I would do a wall walk and walk up so my belly was facing the wall, and that's how I did my handstand push-ups. Struggled at first, but little knowing that I was actually putting myself into a perfect position.
In
the best position possible. Crazy. And strengthening that position. So that's like the only two reasons that I like crushed those two movements is because from day one, that was kind of what my focus was. So I wouldn't crack my skull open and I could get some space to work out in the gym.
But you know what? That's actually funny. Kind of brings me a point that we're going to almost come back to eventually, but back in those days, the ignorance was bliss almost. Like, you don't see that suit. You don't see, I mean, you still do see with people who have absolutely no idea what CrossFit is when they walk in, but a lot of people are like, well, I saw this guy on the internet doing this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, just go hard, bro.
Right. You know? No, you're right, though. It was almost better then.
Yeah.
Even with, like, you know, not having as much knowledge as we have now, it's like the only thing you really knew is, oh, cool, I'm just going to fucking get after it.
I got to figure it out.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Just going to just absolutely get after it.
Now, that being said, you should be coached by coaches.
Absolutely. But bottom line is, you need to be getting after it, right?
There you go,
because the name of the game is intensity.
Yeah.
Now, there's 100%. A proper way to ramp up to that intensity. But
that's for your coaches to, like, that's why we do all this shit, you know?
Right.
You just come in, you go hard, we take care of the ramping up for you.
Absolutely. If I had a coach when I started, maybe I would have eliminated cracking my skull open on a damn metal plate.
You maybe it would be even better. Bar muscle ups and handstand push-ups would be frightening.
Maybe.
So, I kind of the big meat of the argument, not argument, big meat of the conversation today is why do you train? We were talking pre-podcast. One of our members asked Coach Ray, you know, why do you train? Kind of how did you get into CrossFit?
Go ahead. Start that off. Let's hear it. I want to hear why why you train and then, you know, what ultimately drew you to CrossFit. So, why do you train and why did you choose CrossFit as your training?
So training ultimately for me kind of comes down to this quote I like to tell people, especially when they're real hesitant about starting intense training, is that fitness is freedom. Like your fitness allows you to do whatever you want to do, whether that's just like play with your kids, if you have kids, or play with your dogs or do whatever. And that's basic shit. That's just like being human. That I can sit up, I can stand down, I can lay down on the ground, I can get back up. But imagine you want to go do some badass thing. You want to go climb a mountain. You want to go swim. You want to go run 50 miles. Whatever it is, I think that the more fitness you have, the bigger capacity you have for large time domains over, you know, different varieties of exercise, the more freedom you're ultimately going to have. And I look at that as also kind of on the other side of that true expansion of like your mind, which is super deep. But really, like, we think about reading, we think about having conversations, and like one way of expanding your mind, like, oh, you can expand your, you know, drugs or whatever. But I think actual fitness is expanding your mind. Like, you're showing your mind totally different things that happen. Like, what happens when I do that 50th D-ball clean or what, you know, like, what happens? And right. That is a mind thing just as much as a physical thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so just to give, like, some context to that, you were talking about working within time domains and different time domains. Kind of talk about that, like, you know, long and short and medium and stuff like that. And, like, the differences between the two. Like, I think that kind of goes, I don't know, like, goes missed. It's a miss out there as far as like the importance of being able to be really strong and really fast for a short period of time and being able to move steadily for a long period of time. Talk about that and what do you mean by that?
Yeah, for sure. And it's huge. I want to be just as capable of hiking 100 fucking miles with a 100-pound pack as I am also, you know, going on a long walk on the beach with my wife. And also, if my dog gets swept down the river and I need to fucking hustle to get some shit done, I have all those in the bag. There's not this moment in my mind where shit just all falls apart because I know in my heart of hearts I cannot do what is requested of me.
Right.
You know?
So your dog, you're on a hike, you're on that 100-mile hike, and mile 99, your dog hops in the river and gets swept down.
Yeah.
You can turn it on and
And you got to have that speed, and you need to know what your body's going to do when you get to that speed, because my body would have never known what it was going to do when I got to total red line before CrossFit. You know, maybe in some sports I redlined like once or twice, you know, maybe doing something stupid. But for the most part, getting to that that failure point, you go, oh, man, not only did my body fail me, but I totally, for lack of a better term, pussed out. You know, I just I lost my shit in that moment.
Right.
And you can't just train, you know, you have to train that. You can't just like, well, I hope that I'm good. When that dude pulls that knife on me,
right.
You know? You
got to get uncomfortable.
Right.
You got to bring yourself to that level.
Right.
Right. And you talk about that red line, and you talked about expanding your mind, too. How about just the simple fact of, like, mentally how you react when you redline?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of being like, holy shit, I'm going to die. It's like, okay, you're going to be fine. Just keep pushing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get through this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and know that you have more in the tank, and that's huge. And I see that all the time with people who come into CrossFit. They come in meek. They come in like shoulders rounded over. They come in usually, and I don't want to say just CrossFit. There's obviously other, you know, ways to really push yourself, but in a controlled, consistent environment, CrossFit's probably the best on earth. And they leave knowing what it's like to taste a little bit of that dark side, and it hardens their iron. You know, they go, oh shit, I'm not made of paper. I can go to this place where it's all falling apart and I feel like shit and come back.
All right. And yeah, I mean, and of course, you're going to be a little biased to CrossFit, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's out there, but I've really yet to see another training program that has made somebody ultra capable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, short of, like, I don't know, MMA fighters, you know, they're ultra capable and things like that, but they do a lot of, you know, you might call it cross training instead of CrossFit.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they do weightlifting, gymnastics, monostructural movements. I mean, they do all the same stuff.
They're getting personally trained by
high intensity.
Oh, yeah. High intensity.
That's it. High intensity.
Yeah, exactly.
They train high intensity,
yeah.
Which is what we train.
Exactly. Right. And it's the same idea that you go to any of these gym. And that's why I think CrossFit's not the best, because it's there are other things out there like Jim Jones or whatnot that have high intensity interval training with weights, functional movements over large time domains, but they have like six dudes that go to their gym. All right. So, I mean, that's great, but CrossFit has thousands of affiliates with hundreds of thousands of people doing the exercises, getting better. It's empirical evidence. It's not this, it's no longer just, dude, my sauce is the best. It's actual proven science.
Right. Right. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. And, that's good stuff. Yeah, and I'm kind of right on the same lines with you. Like, why do you train? Just that ultra capability.
Yeah.
Like, physically, I'm never going to find myself in a situation that I can't hack it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If I can't hack it, that's because I don't have the skills required, the proper training required to do it.
But having a capable body makes skills easier to learn.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And I can learn the skills without having to worry about things like fatigue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm not a huge rock climber, but I guarantee, if we go out with a couple of these boys around here that rock climb, we're going to be able to climb.
Absolutely.
Am I going to be able to, free solo El Capitan or whatever? No.
But I'm going to be able to go out and, express your fitness.
Right. Yeah. Be able to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because physically I'll be able to keep up. I just need to learn the actual skill of it.
Exactly.
So, that's it really in a nutshell, is just being ultra capable.
I just want to touch real quick on something that I don't know where people have got off on this whole idea that they don't deserve an ultra capable body or don't need one. Mm-hmm. I hear especially people older, maybe people ladies who have had a baby or something along those lines, people who just don't think that they need, I don't ever need to climb a rock wall. I don't ever need to do that. And it has nothing to do with that. It's like most cars have way more horsepower than you'll ever fucking need.
Right.
But is it really, really nice to have heated seats, a little bit of extra horsepower, all these bells and whistles? Fuck yeah.
Right.
And it's also going to make that car last longer and drive better and those things.
That's a great analogy, dude. I never really thought about it like that. Do you want to drive a shit box or, do you want
a piece of shit?
Do you want to drive a
You're constantly
ball
afraid it's just going to rattle off the road in the middle of winter? Or do you want to drive a fucking nice, and most people, if you gave them and said, I'll give you a free car today, they'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll take that free car.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, CrossFit's not free, man. You got to come in. You got to get after it. You're paying with your sweat,
you
and you're playing with
every
day. You got to pay the man every day, dude. Hard work, but that like you said, mentally, that becomes kind of addicting.
It does.
just getting in and getting after it. And you're talking about people coming in not very capable. It's so cool to see the transformation of people in here.
It's the best.
You know
thing
what
ever.
I mean? Someone who comes in, it's like, oh my gosh, how have they gotten from point A to point B for X amount of years? And then they come in and they're just rock stars.
Yeah.
And they're walking out of here warriors. You know what I mean? Yeah. From the young to the old and everything in between, just super capable human beings walking around.
Absolutely.
That's great. Physically capable human beings. That's just,
and
I think
their
that's
energy changes totally. Once they realize, and this kind of talks about that true mind expansion, once they realize what they have always thought was impossible, it really starts to open up. They're like, oh, maybe I can open that business or do that thing.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And we got it. I got to tip my cap to Carbondale. There's a lot of – I gave our location as to where we're at. There's a lot of rock stars around here.
Crazy
what I mean? There's a lot of rock stars. And I hear the excuse, though. It's like, well, that's him or that's her. That's just who they are. That's their genetics. They're always going to be
such
that.
Bullshit.
It's like, they're in here – every day.
Yeah.
6-7 days a week.
I could show you a bunch of people.
You think that has something to do with it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, and it's that attitude that gets totally broken.
Sure.
You know, people think, well, I just can't do that. You stop hearing a whole lot of can'ts and start hearing a whole lot of can I do this? Can I do that? And I got my dad into CrossFit, and he was 67 years old, barely do anything. And we'll have a podcast we'll talk all about in one day. But the biggest thing he ever said to me, he goes, I had this whole negative outlook on life for 60 years. He's like, I looked at life negatively. How shitty is this happening to me? Why is this guy cutting me off? Blah, 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 blah. And that, he goes, now everything I look at is total positivity. Look at this great thing that's happening.
Badass.
It's fucking awesome.
Badass, dude. And that brings me to a point that you said the other day, which I thought was great. That we're talking about the excuses to not to train and to live in that lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Someone like kind of how your dad used to be, how I'm sure that you and myself, we have found ourselves at that point in your life where it's
100%.
just so physically weak and no real goals, especially physical goals, since again, we are just kind of talking about training, the excuses pile up, and you called it eliminating the baggage.
Yeah.
Just eliminate the baggage.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So
all the excuses that you have to not do it, man, I can think of a million reasons why I don't want to do 5 rounds of a 1 mile run and 10 deadlifts at, 400 pounds today or whatever that we're going to do after the podcast. So it's like, there's a lot of reasons not to do it, but there's even better reasons to do it. Eliminate that baggage.
Yeah. You just, so many people walk around with these, the best way to say it, it's just like they have these bags hanging on them and they don't even realize it. They don't even want to. That's the toughest thing, is being honest with yourself. You know, like,
sure, that's tough, man.
I'm being a lazy bitch right now.
Right, that's tough.
And if you, this is the one thing I usually will shit all over in Instagram and social media. Well, one thing about social media and Instagram is sometimes when I'm feeling like a little bitch, I just either go on to The Rock's or Cameron Haynes' Instagram, and they're usually doing something way more badass than me.
Sure.
And they're just like, suck it up, bitch, and like right. run in with a smile on their face. Right. Like, God, man.
You follow The Rock's like Instagram, he's like getting a workout in his gym in the morning. By like 8 a.m., he's in Paris doing a movie. By noon, he's like on top of Everest, like slaying animals or something. And then 3 o'clock, he's having lunch with like the president. And then at like 5 o'clock, he's like playing with his kids. I mean,
another pump session in there.
And then, and he's, you know, working out all in between. Like,
The Rock has done is not let a bunch of excuses get in the way of his bat. He doesn't sit back and go, well, you know, I've made 400 movies. You know, I used to be WWE star, probably most famous person on earth, sang in Moana, you know, like whatever. Dude, just crushing life at a level we will never understand.
Ever.
And he is not letting any baggage hold him down for being even more badass.
Right.
And that's the thing is people have this huge amount of potential. Like, dude, there's no difference in the atoms making my body than were in Einstein or in fucking Teddy Roosevelt. But those people chose to not let shit get in their way. Now, sometimes at a detriment to other people. But for the most part, if you can be just not let shit get in your way, not hurt other people,
right,
sky is the limit.
That's outstanding. And that's, man, that's that mindset that we need to cultivate and eliminate the baggage and to be able to do all that stuff. Like, imagine the first guy that, like, flew a space shuttle on outer space. You know what I mean? Or, like, think of Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin. Like, hey, we're going to go on the moon. We're going
to
walk around.
We're going to go to the
like,
fucking what, moon. What? Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I can think of quite a few excuses to not do something like that or reasons why I can't do something like that. But, like, you almost got to be like kind of something wrong with you in the head. You're like, no, I can do that.
Somebody pointed it to a rock in the sky and said, dude, we're going there, bro.
Right. You're damn right we're going there. Right? Like, I can do that.
And a guy was like, fuck yeah, we're going there.
But then you got to follow up.
Exactly.
Physically, right?
Yeah.
You can have all the great ideas in the world and all the confidence in the world when you're sitting there on the couch.
They did
you know,
not
drinking
send
beers
any fat
with your
motherfuckers
buddies.
To the moon.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm saying, like, you can sit there and have a beer with your buddy and be like, dude, man, you know, we're going to do this or do that. Yeah. It's like, well, okay, now get up and go do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
I mean? Just go do it. So eliminating the baggage, I thought that was great. Like, drop the excuses. Back to the original thing that we said, like, back in the day of CrossFit. Like, just go in and just get after it.
Yep.
Just go in and get after it. I guarantee your life will be better. You know what I mean?
Just take all the things that suck in your day, like, oh, man, it's traffic or this work thing or my spouse or whatnot. Funnel that into here's my release. Like, here's me letting go of all that.
Absolutely. And that brings it right up, you know, and what are we looking at? Freaking 9 days, 10 days?
Something like that.
We got a 50-mile run out in Moab that we're doing.
50 miles.
That, I mean, are you a runner?
I'm not a runner. I do have to admit that I have run in the past. I'm a recovering runner.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you. We ran every day in the Army. You know what I mean? Like, we ran all the time.
Yeah. Still considered, like, the pinnacle of fitness, which is crazy to me.
Right. That's that is crazy. That's crazy. That's one very small aspect of fitness, doing something slowly for a long period of time.
Yeah. You know I will talk to
people. I'm not talking about the guy who finishes 50 miles in, you know, 5.5 hours or whatever.
No.
That's a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I will talk to people about this. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to run 50 miles. And they're like, holy fuck, dude. Like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, man. It's just, I'm going to run for an extended amount of time. Like,
right.
Yes, there will be some pain. There'll be some discomfort. There'll be some sandy feet. Yeah. Maybe a toenail lost or two.
Sure.
Who knows?
Sure.
But it's not something, and again, I think that's A, misconception of what fitness really is, B, misconception of like what people are capable of.
Right. And you know, but to it though, that's no tiny feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's not.
No, and I'm not.
You know, a casual stroll out in the desert. You know what I mean? Right. Like that's some real shit.
Yeah.
So when I initially brought that up, what made you? I mean, just you didn't really think twice about it. You were kind of like, "Fucking right, dude. I'm in. Let's do it." What kind of pushed you to that? Because I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
And I don't really. I mean, I guess I'd have to kind of think about as to why I just was like, "Yeah, sure, let's do it."
I don't know. It's one of the things I was talking to my wife about, that one time we were driving, and God, I'm so sorry for those of you listening to us. I'm going to make some of you feel bad, and I apologize.
Uh-oh.
I don't mean to make people feel bad, but I'm just being real. Talking about 5K, we had a friend who, you know, average person, doesn't really work out, and they ran a 5K, and talking about achievement or accolade behind that, and I was like, look, you can't just go run a 5K. Like, you have some problems. You have some problems you should address in your capacity. Like, it's 3.1 or 2 miles. Like,
right.
I think that should be totally. And then I started getting outlandish, and I was like, you know what? I think if you can't just go run a marathon, like, if you can't just say, hey, dude, I'm running a marathon tomorrow, your training is off. Like, you should be training more or doing something. Like, you should be more fit than that.
Capable. Right.
And then so this 50 miler popped up, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm capable. Like, my body feels good enough to, and like I said, I've run in the past. I've run 26 miles before, so I kind of know what that feels like. I've run a bunch before, but and I also, again, at the end of the day, what we go, why do I train? I want to know that limit. Like, if I get to mile 42, my legs just, femur snaps. I'm like, well, there it was. that was the limit of my body, and that's okay, you know?
Sure.
That's totally okay.
And I don't think you're being mean by saying that, pretty much, if I'm kind of getting the gist of that, you should be able to go out and run a 5K pretty much at any time.
Yeah.
Like, just go out and do it.
Yeah.
I think that's a very low-hanging fruit, and you know what I mean, as far as, like, physical capability. And that should be pretty easy, like, something to just kind of pick off and do.
If you're on your journey in fitness and, like, you're getting back into it and you run a 5K and you feel great, I'm not taking that away from you, but I'm saying, if to consider yourself a fit, able human being, 5K should be in your bag.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's fine. I think actually probably most people would agree with you. And I think where it comes in turns, like, they just don't care. They're never really, you know, society nowadays, man, we're comfortable. Get in your car. Doesn't matter if it's snowing or whatever. I got heated seats. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Got
my mocha latte.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just kind of waiting for the car to warm up and the snow to melt and go or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I guess you don't really need to do that anymore.
No.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to.
In fact, I think it means we should be doing more of that.
Absolutely. Because it's going to be lost.
Yeah.
You could have, I mean, people evolve, right? Well, I mean,
well,
you
hopefully.
You can, right. But I'm saying, like, you can de-evolve.
Yeah,
that would be de-evolving in my book if
Wally.
X amount of years from now, like, all right, we're just going to get rid of our legs because you don't really fucking need those things anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're 40, 50 pounds.
Just mate. Eliminate that baggage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So, you know, you're right. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that you should be able to get out and run a 5K at any point.
It should be something that you should just be like, yeah, I'm going to run a 5K and then I'm going to do something else after that.
Right. And if it's hard, that's okay. You can do it. Like,
right.
with training, it becomes easier, but you should be able to do it. Like,
well, that's also a big misconception of people who are untrained to the trained people. Like, well, it's easy for you. I'm like, bro, none of the things I do are easy.
Absolutely not.
They all suck.
Right.
Every day it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it, but it all sucks.
Sure. And Forrest said it the best the other day. Our buddy Forrest, he's like, there's no finish line with this.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it. I was like, that's cool. That's a good way to look. There is no finish line.
No.
It's like, hey, I just did Fran in 2.5 minutes. Hey, that's sweet. Do it in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's no finish line.
Finish line is when you die.
Right.
That's
right. Sorry, you stop working out now.
You're done.
You stop training.
You're as fit as you will ever get.
Right.
Right there. Boom.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm with you. Like, why climb the mountain? You know, because it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 50-mile run, when one of our members brought that up, I was like, sweet. What a great test.
What a great test.
What a great test for the body, the mind, the human spirit. Like, we're designed to move. Why not go and test at it every opportunity that you can?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So is it typically in our wheelhouse of what we train? No. You know, we're running 400s, 800s miles maybe at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Certainly not 50 miles at a time. It'd be a great test of our training, of our, you know, I think personally it's going to be harder mentally than it will be physically.
Yeah.
But,
and why not put your training to the test? That's one of those things that I look at, and we're in here training CrossFit.
Sure.
And if we're going to just say, you know what, the only way we're going to train or test to see if our CrossFit's working is to go do CrossFit competitions, Nothing against CrossFit competitions, but how are you testing your total overall capacity if you never actually test something that's hard?
Right, absolutely.
So, yeah, this is going to be tough.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure.
And there's going to be people that are going to look at us and be like, look at these jabronis out here.
Absolutely.
You know, all muscled up.
Especially when we walk in with like a barbell in the starting line to warm up with.
And we're going
to
get oiled
up. Do a quick
up.
Grace.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be different, but I think it's a really good test. Just like I would love to be able to go out and rock. Like, I do go out and rock climb.
Right.
Do I do it all the time? No. But I do it whenever I feel the need to.
Sure. Absolutely. And like, and you sit and going and doing a CrossFit competition, like, I wouldn't really even call that breaking the homeostasis of what we do on a regular basis. Because we get after it.
We got
whenever we train. You know what I mean? We get after it. So going to a CrossFit competition is only going to...
It's more CrossFit.
It's just more CrossFit.
Yeah.
How about doing something, you know, that will kind of solidify CrossFit, getting you ready for things outside of things that you do. You know what I mean? Making you ultra capable.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing about CrossFit is that we're not weak at anything.
Yeah.
We're not... We don't excel in any one thing. We're good all the way across the board.
Right.
Well, there we go.
There's
a 50-mile run is an excellent test.
And I think other CrossFitters should strive to go out and do, and you know, the advent of the adventure racing or whatever that's called, you know, like Ragnarok runs and all that is great because it does test some of those longer domains. But don't be afraid to go sign up for a competition that you have no previous training in.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, like, you are being trained every day hard. Right. You should test it. And if you fail, then you go, okay, hey, maybe I need a supplement, or maybe I need to go talk to my coaches and figure out why I failed at this test.
Sure, right. Yeah, like, why am I extremely weak in this area?
Right.
And, you know, I think some, you know, and I wouldn't be worried about kind of like, how people view you when you show up. So if you're like a marathon runner and you show up and you're like, you know what, I'm going to get outside my comfort zone. I'm going to go do a powerlifting meet in Denver this weekend. Like, nobody's going to be like, what the hell is this guy doing?
No one's going to do
that.
You
know what I mean? Maybe one or two guys will, but guess what? Nobody likes those people anyways.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Not even the other powerlifters likes that person. So
no friends.
Yeah. Don't worry about people like that. They're going to be negative no matter what. I would guarantee the majority of people there, spectators and athletes, are going to be, dude, that's so cool, man.
Yes.
That's so cool that you're trying that. Maybe I'll go and try to run a marathon, you know, in a couple months or whatever. Like, that'd be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, and I think that'd be awesome if we got some more cross-sport pollination.
Right, man. Why do we have to segment our training communities? Like, hey, I'm a runner. You touch barbells, so I don't want anything to do with you.
Exactly.
Or I lift heavy weight, so no, I don't want to go run with you. That's crazy. Like, no, it's okay to do things outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Like, that's all right. Yeah, man, that's good stuff. So the 50-miler will definitely be a good test. And if we die, well, then there's the answer. You know, clearly we missed something in training.
Exactly.
So,
no, and it's also good, you know, we live in a very active area in an undisclosed part of the world, and there are a lot of people out here who run ultras. Ultras are becoming super popular. There's crazy people out there running like 240 miles. Now they're talking about 500 miles. It's crazy.
That's wild.
That's ridiculous.
That's wild.
But I think it's good to have, if you are a coach and you're in an area where there's a sport that's really popular, probably good to take a look at that sport.
Hell yeah.
You know, probably good to just go like, let me go look, see what's up with High Lie. You know, like, if it's popular in your area, you need to be in touch with your community. Don't just be... You know, it's cool to have your own ideas, but don't just force shit down people's throat.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm from Florida, so I could easily say how stupid hockey is, because you know what I mean? Because that wasn't around.
Yeah.
But it's not stupid.
It has good application,
It has good application. It's a sport that's popular, so it's like
if you went to Minnesota,
get in touch with your community.
Yeah, I'd be like, you need to probably watch some hockey games.
Right, absolutely, 100%. So... That's a good point as well, because that's out there as well.
Yeah.
This is the only way to train.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the holy grail.
And stop learning. And that's what when coaches stop learning, that's when coaches become shitty.
Right. I've seen that in the CrossFit world too, though.
Where so
it's
much.
Like, oh man.
You're
gonna do a 50-mile run with no barbells?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's stupid.
Yeah.
No,
you're
gonna
lose all your gains.
Right. You're gonna lose all your gains.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Real good. Cool.
All right. Shirts off.
Yeah. All right. So check it out. This segment that we're gonna try to do on these podcasts, right? It's gonna take a little background. I see these self help books out there. Now, you know, I'm a man, so I kind of tend to focus on those. And it's like, find your fire.
Right.
you know, Wild at Heart. And you know, I read that one, and it's good, and there's some good points in there, but it's like, it's seeking this, like, mythical, I don't know, kind of intensity that you're born with, that you have to find, and all that. And it's like, it's kind of, the translation gets lost pretty easily. Like, find your fire, find the fire that's within you, that was in your ancestors. And it's like, I don't know what the fuck that means. Right? Like, you know what I mean? So I always wanted to write a book that was kind of like just basic, like kind of man law. Like, if you're struggling, like, for whatever reasons, and I'll say around here, that's probably not the case with most, because everybody is really active and there's a good community and stuff like that. But other places I've seen out there, and I'm sure there's people in our community that are struggling with that. And it's like, gosh, I don't feel like a man anymore, or part of the community, or like, you know, I feel like there's things missing in my life that I should be doing. Yeah. Instead of trying to search your inner DNA for some fire that is burning, like, just follow some basic, like, steps.
So dig it till you make it, bro.
Right, exactly. And everything will just kind of come. Just do man shit. Yeah. So we're going to call this segment Shirtless at the Dinner Table.
Fuck yeah.
Okay? We're just going to kind of give just some basic, you know, some basic knowledge and throwouts about just how to do just basic man shit.
And you know, I'm going to step in for a second. Yeah. You a little crackpot theory on why I think men aren't men anymore.
Right.
So, like, during the 70s and the 80s, you know, after the and this, I love women. Nothing against women. We're just going to talk about some man stuff, all right? So after, like, the feminist movements in the 60s, like, in the 70s, 80s, it wasn't cool to be, like, super manly anymore.
Sure.
Like, there's a couple super manly, but it wasn't cool to be like, we're men. Let's go out in the force and be men and man stuff.
Right.
It kind of got less cool. So a lot of people just stopped teaching their sons or passing down this, like, man information.
Right.
I feel privileged to have some had man shit taught to me.
Right. Absolutely.
That's my crackpot theory.
And that's good. And like you said, there's nothing against women at all. And this may be just kind of my ignorance. Like, I don't really, the whole, like, kind of feminist movement and stuff like that, I guess I don't really see two different types of people anymore. It's just people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, men and women are just all people. Like, I don't look at women differently than I look at men.
No, I don't look at them as different people. I see different roles being served, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all.
No, it's just like, oh gosh, I wouldn't even think that they're weaker than I am. I know plenty of women that are 10 times stronger than I am physically,
your
mentally, whatever.
Rips,
you know,
dude's leg right off.
No kidding. Right? I try to keep up with your wife in workouts, and I end up like crippled for a week. Yeah, so, dude, you know, it's nothing like that. I guess I don't really view that anymore as, you know, a stronger sex than the other.
I think that's total BS.
Case by case basis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can be a weak person, you can be a strong person. That has nothing to do with, you know, what gender you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, but yeah, but it's okay to talk about some man shit, because that's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
To be a man.
It's okay to be a man. I'm giving you a pass, men.
Right. It's okay to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Shirtless at the dinner table. All right, so that's what the segment is called, because I think that's just awesome. I like to be at the dinner table shirtless.
Dude, if I can ever be at a dinner table shirtless, I am.
Right. I've only done it, like, privately, like, with, you know, family.
Yeah.
But I would like to, like, get invited over to a dinner party and go shirtless.
Just boom. Just pop it off.
Take it off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If I was Rich Froning, I would only do dinner tables shirtless.
Absolutely.
And if people ask me about it, I'd be like, do you have a problem with this?
Right.
I mean, do you see this body?
Right. So, basic.
Yep.
Right. And again, this is just going from what people have seen and talked and just whatever. But like,
no, I'll tell you for off base.
All right. Dressing.
Yep.
All right. Like, if you are questioning what you should wear, you can't go wrong with a flannel shirt, jeans, and boots.
Dude, done. Come on. That's my uniform.
I know,
that's
right?
All I
but
own.
That's it. Like, you like done. Like, you got a big date. I don't care if you're going to the rodeo. Or if you're going to some fancy dinner in Aspen, flannel, jeans, boots. Always works.
This is rule number one for all men. And I don't mean a fucking pair of boots that looks like they're straight out of Italy.
Yeah, not that crap.
I'm talking about a good pair of boots. You don't have to go get cowboy boots. Right. You don't have to get fucking, you know, rattlesnake boots. But own a good pair of boots,
seriously.
For Christ's sakes.
Seriously.
Just a nice, solid pair of boots.
Right. Don't get that, like, like you said, out of Italy, like it's like leather boots that comes up to like your underneath ankle. Your, yeah, right underneath your shin or underneath your knee. And like, you know, it's got like 27 different types of laces and just a good solid
pair of
boots.
Questionable, then don't get it.
There
just
it is.
Get a good solid pair of boots.
That can apply to just about anything too. If you're thinking if something's right or wrong, if you have to think about it, chances are it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And jeans, dude, first of all, dark jeans. Everyone should own a pair of good dark jeans.
Absolutely.
And flannels, they should not be so big it looks like you are wearing Andre the Giant's flannel.
Right.
But they, not a time to flex your muscles.
Right.
You look ridiculous.
Right.
Just saying.
Should fit.
Yeah.
Wear a damn shirt that fits.
Yeah.
And I like to go down with like three buttons down. You know what I mean? I was
getting
made fun of.
I got made by the wife.
That's crazy. I got made fun of the other night for like having three buttons down, but
I used to count them out,
it's
man.
It's kind of halfway at
two,
the
three, and
yeah.
Then you start buttoning after that.
It's kind of halfway shirtless at the dinner table. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Let the meat hooks hang out. I don't know. But
I agree with that. I think if you got a good chest, you should be getting some good chests. You should
right.
be doing some functional fitness.
Right.
So when you have your nice pecs, show them off a little bit.
Sure. Right.
Now, if you're a hairy dude, all right, you gotta mitigate it.
Some women like that.
Dude, some women love it.
Yeah.
It depends
I mean?
On how hairy you are.
Right. All right, so that pretty much covers dress. All right, that's where at least a little bit of it, anyways.
Yeah,
flannels, jeans, boots. You're squared away.
You're good to go.
All right, lift weights.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. Man, and I again, this is kind of a, like I said, I'm from St. Augustine, Florida. So we're always at the beach, we're always in the water, we're always doing things like that. And I can't say how many people were insecure about taking their shirts off in front of other people. Even if it was like in a family setting where there's not even like a member of the opposite sex that you're trying to impress, you're just embarrassed.
Yeah.
All right. Lift some weights.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep.
That's such an easy fix. Boom. Go and lift some damn weights. Aside from the fact that you lift some weights, it's going to raise your T. You know what I mean? You got low T, just go ahead and sling some heavy
weights.
Barbells.
Some meat.
Testosterone's going
to
go through the roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And here's a piece of advice for those of you who are embarrassed about taking off your shirt at the beach or the pool or. If you're the dude in the shirt swimming, you look way stupider in that shirt swimming than you will ever. You could have 14 nipples, man. Just live
dude,
the dream.
Come on.
Everyone's looking
real.
At you like, what is this psychopath doing?
Like, why are you swimming with a t-shirt on?
You look ridiculous.
What are you doing? You know what I mean?
I don't want to get a sunburn.
Suck your sunburn up. All right. Get some aloe.
Yeah.
Wear some sunscreen. All right, but take your damn shirt off. You're in the ocean.
Yeah, if you're going to get wet all the way over purposefully, take your fucking shirt off.
Seriously.
You can waddle your ass back. Sorry. You can take your happy ass back to wherever you're sitting in the sun, and then you can put a t-shirt back on. But if you're getting wet, dude, just take the shirt off. Come on.
Absolutely. Lift some weights. And that's not just if you're overweight, but also underweight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lift some damn weights.
Just,
you know what I mean?
It's good for you. It feels right. good. You get done. Buy yourself one kettlebell.
Right.
Lift it. Then go to a CrossFit gym.
Seriously. And if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, just whatever. Go to your backyard with that kettlebell and just throw it around 200 times in random directions.
Yeah, dude,
that'll
be
work.
Good.
You know what I mean? Cool. That covers that. Just lift some damn weights. Shoot guns.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of like a negative kind of negative connotation out there right
not
now.
At
like,
people.
Right, yeah, not at people.
You weirdos. Kay. Stop doing that.
Go to the gun range with your buddies. Learn how to shoot a gun.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter if anybody sees you do it. It's not to impress other people. It's just to do man shit. It's like, again, the basic concept of this segment, shirtless at the dinner table. It's just to do man shit.
Yeah.
So shooting guns is really fun.
Super fun. It helps with some hand-eye coordination. You get accustomed to loud noises. And dude, it's just fucking fun.
Right. Not to say that's only for men.
Yeah.
My fiance is one of the best shots that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We went out to, it wasn't a range. It was this place where my buddy managed a bunch of acreage. And we had this empty plastic gallon, like water jug.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it dance. This is with iron sights, right? So she didn't have a scope. And she's, boom, hitting it in the air. Susan hits the ground, boom, hits it again. She's making it dance all over the place. All the other dudes that were out there were like, holy shit. Like,
damn.
Yeah. So it's, you know, whatever. It's, I'm not saying that's just for men. I'm just saying if you're a man, go and shoot guns as well.
I 100% agree with that. And I always tell people this, you know, if you have the opportunity, if you can get somebody to take you out or do something like this, go shoot a bow.
Right.
Because A, it's like meditation. I have never been able to meditate very well. I have a crazy brain that just wants to think about all kinds of crazy, crazy stuff. And when I'm, but when I'm shooting my bow, zero thoughts in my brain.
Hell yeah.
The only thoughts in my brain are what's happening at that moment.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of times it's the same way with guns. If you can get a buddy to go out and show you how to shoot a gun, how to properly handle a gun, how to clean a gun, how to respect it, or, you know, the best way to do it is do it with friends. And then another manly thing you should start doing, you should start to hunt.
Shoot. Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Go out there and harvest your own meat.
Yep.
I can't think of anything more, well, I mean, obviously not anything, but they're environmentally friendly.
Yep.
Harvest your own meat. You know where it's coming from. Yep. Grass-fed, free-range, organic, all that.
All the
you
good
know what I mean?
Words, yeah.
It's just going out and knowing that you can get your own food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's huge. Like, it's you don't realize how awesome it is.
So that crap at City Market. Crap. that is disgusting.
The gray, gross. Like, when you see real meat, you look at packaged meat and go, what was I eating?
That is absolutely disgusting.
It's disgusting. Just go out, learn how to shoot a gun, learn how to hunt.
You're talking about shooting a bow and, like, meditation and stuff like that. I work with a lady here in town. I'm not going to say her name yet until I get her permission to, like, put it out there on the internet. But she works in meditation, and she works with me with meditation and stuff like that. And she, like, she's a big archer. She kind of circles it back to, like, archery, and we do breath work and stuff like that. And it kind of circles back to, like, archery and shooting, and it is, like, meditation. And
it's huge. And you don't realize it takes, like, a load off your mind. I don't know how to describe it.
Right.
It's crazy.
And after working with her with, like, my breathing and stuff like that, training has become significantly better.
Yeah.
And as well as shooting. I mean, I slayed that elk a few weeks ago using her breathing practices. You know what I mean?
Like, it was perfect shot.
Just so, I mean, that's good. That's funny.
Awesome,
that is funny,
yeah,
that
I would
you mentioned
to get
that.
More into that. And we can talk about that in another podcast. But
absolutely, I'd like to bring her on actually and put it out there.
Yeah.
So
the breath is huge, and we'll kind of go in between man shit and hippie shit sometimes. But the breath is huge, and I think meditating and just learning how to focus your energy, like all of your energy, on one little tiny thing. Reach out there and touch that target. It's so rewarding with a gun or with a bow.
Hell yeah, that focus.
Yeah.
That focus. Like Jake focuses on a tennis ball. That's my dog, the golden retriever. Yeah. I wish I could focus on anything as much as Jake can focus on a tennis ball.
Oh, it's insane.
It's great.
A dog's focus, like a retriever's focus on their object is, I mean, I wish I could have that focus.
Right,
they are just,
right.
The world could be melting around them and they are.
Right. I feel like that's how The Rock is with everything that he does. You know what I mean?
Just super focused.
All right. Last thing I'm going to say about shirtless at the dinner table. Drink whiskey.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Drink whiskey. Now, that's just a terminology. Like, so if you're out, especially if you're on a date or if you're with your boys or something like that, don't order like a pina colada or some crazy drink that you read about in like Men's Fitness or whatever. You can't go wrong with a glass of whiskey. All right. Now, on the flip side, don't be weird about that shit either. Like, I've ordered a glass of whiskey with some people. Comes from the Netherland region of the Cocoa Brown. I love the smoky aftertaste, but only after the taste of blueberry. I'm like, you know what? I don't know, buddy. I just like whiskey.
It's a fucking good whiskey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It burns my throat as it goes down and warms me up. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know, it's not dumb.
No, no, no.
It's not dumb to be educated, but don't be weird about
don't
the
be
shit.
Weird about it. Yeah.
Right.
Don't, if you're on a date or if you're out with your buddies and you're having a drink, nobody cares about your knowledge of the drink.
No.
If they want to know, they'll ask you or the bartender.
Sure. Right.
Don't be afraid to like stand by your choices, either in food or drink at an event, but don't make your choices so big that people notice them. So like
that's,
if you're over at a dinner party and like you sneak in some, like I'm just gonna eat some steak and some salad and everyone's like high-fiving you, having a good time, like, man, that guy, he knows what he's doing. He's having a good time, whatever. Then that's fine. But if you make a huge deal out of it to the host, like, there's butter on these bread loaves. I can't be in the same room as butter that's melted.
Is this salted or unsalted butter?
Yeah, exactly.
I need to know. I'm serious. Yeah. Okay. Or doing this zone challenge.
If you go over to a dinner party who's like everyone's having a great time, they're all cracking beers, and they're like, you want a beer? Like, nah, man, I'm not drinking it. Just drink a dude, have it in your hand. Just have it in your hand.
Right.
Walk around with it. Pour a little bit in the sink every once in a while. Right. I mean, that's fucking weird. You should just drink the beer, but if you're that annoyed by it, you know, just fit in a little bit and it'll take you a long way.
Right. Hell yeah. That's good stuff. I like that. So, if anybody is out there struggling with, like, man shit, there you go. Wear some flannels, jeans, and boots, lift weights, shoot guns, and drink whiskey.
Bam.
That will significantly improve your life in the short term, yeah, for
you'll
sure.
You'll seem manly as fuck, at least.
You absolutely will. And that is enough to get attention from the opposite sex.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His knowledge of the blueberry whiskey is not as interesting.
No, nearly as interesting.
As that awesome flannel shirt that he is wearing.
Absolutely. Especially if you're toting a sweet gun.
there you go. Just wear flannel, jeans, and boots. Have a gun hanging off of your hip, a bottle of whiskey in one hand,
dumbbell on the other. We're basically telling these people to be cowboys. Get yourself a horse and a 10-gallon hat.
Right. All right. Yeah, I mean, shit. I don't know if you kind of think of like the ultimate man, I kind of always go to a cowboy, don't you?
If you ask most people, they would say John Wayne.
Sure.
He's the ultimate man.
They'd sure.
John fucking Wayne. He even has a manly name. Two first names, just straight to the point. John Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that in terms, I mean, I probably have a million man things to say, but we'll have more shirtless at the dinner table segments. In terms of that, that's all I have to say about that in the immortal words of Forrest Gump.
Hell yeah. Cool, man. Well, I think that's all I got to say.
In general,
yeah. I think we can wrap this podcast up.
Dude, we've been talking for an hour. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was a little bit of rambling. We try to stay as cohesive as possible.
And as organic as possible.
Grass-fed, free-range conversation. We'll hopefully have some more segments. I'd love to talk about like current events at one point in time, not necessarily like political crap, but you know, current training techniques and stuff, what we think about it, and then we'll touch base on maybe some more, little bit deeper into fitness, some technical stuff, but we'll try to keep it lighthearted and enjoyable to listen to. And we'll usually try to always have like a question of the day or a main like thing that we'll stick on to, but I think that is going to do it for us here at the Full Hip Extension Podcast. Ray, any final words?
No, not at all. But follow us on Facebook, Soper's CrossFit, Instagram, Soper's CrossFit. Email us, SopersCrossFit@gmail.com, if you want to hear about anything or even if you want to come on our podcast. You can come by the gym. We're just doing it right here at the gym right now. So you're more welcome to come in and we can have you on and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about.
Yeah, and we can kind of touch bases on all different types of things. It does not have to be 100% related to CrossFit. It can just be totally being awesome and being a capable human being.
Absolutely. I plan on having many segments that have nothing to do with CrossFit.
Yeah.
Just talking about, I don't know, throwing rocks or shooting guns or drinking
or
whiskey.
Or throwing axes.
That's another. We can have a whole segment on axe throwing.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys later.